Maybe I can go buy a multifamily apartment building, but just remember, my loan is due within a year. So I need to be able to exit that before my year is up or somehow be able to pay that off. So there's a couple of different options that I can do. Should I go buy a Walmart store? Should I go buy an Amazon store?
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right, so one of my other videos, if you haven't checked it out, I got $135,000 business line of credit, not attached to my personal credit, basically free money. I got 4%, super cool. So go search that video if you want to know how I got that business line of credit or want to learn more about that. But right now, what I'm going to talk about is how am I going to spend these $135,000 that I just got pretty much for free at 4% interest and my credit card is 0%. So $100,000 business line of credit. And then it's $35,000, 0% interest for 1 year, business credit card. Neither one of these reports to my credit profile. So it's all business, super cool. It was super easy, took like a week. And it was a one page and a half loan. It was so easy. And it just asked for name, social security number, address, how much money you make, and let's send it in. And that was it. It was pretty cool. So I have $135,000. What am I going to spend this money on, right? What should I do? Should I, buy some crypto? How about buy some crypto, right? Last time I bought some Shiba, it went well for me. I bought some Cum Rocket. That did not go very well for me. And I bought, what was the last one that I bought that I spent a bunch of money on? And it just, I put 38K and it's worth like 5K now. What was the hell was that? SafeMoon. Yes, it was SafeMoon. That thing was trash. Anyways, so I lost a whole bunch of money on that one. But, so what do I do, right? $135,000 that I have, business line of credit. I got to pay back in a year, right? So I got to pay back in 1 year. The credit card is just a credit card, so it's forever. But the 100K, if I use it today, all 100K, I got to pay back in 364 days from now. Number one, buy some crypto. I don't know. What do you think? Might be very risky, right? Number two, can I go flip some houses? I know I talk about buying apartment buildings, but it's 135K. I can go buy a house cash for 50K, and I have 50K and 35K to rehab it and possibly make 25, 30K on that. Do that three times a year. Say it takes me 1 or 4 months. Per flip, and I make 25K a flip, I make $75,000 a year, and it cost me 4K for the year to have this line of credit. I basically made $70,000 with somebody with the bank's money, and then my return on my money is infinite. It's like there's no number for it because it wasn't even my money, right? So that's kind of cool. And then I can just reapply again if they're still giving the business line of credit and get another $100,000 credit. I can pay it today if it's due today and tomorrow apply for it again if it's still available because it doesn't know. I don't know if it will be available next year. So that's one option, right? Or I can leverage that 135K and maybe I can buy two houses to flip, right? Maybe I buy a house for 100K and another house for 100K. Or shoot, maybe I buy three houses, another house for 100K. And each one is going to require like a 20% down payment. So that's 20. That's only $60,000. That leaves 40 in the line of credit and $35,000 credit card. That gives me 75K so I can start the rehab process on each one of them. Maybe I start 15, 20K on each one, right? Until the bank refunds me because the bank will fund me 80% and 100% of the rehab. I can start three rehabs at the same time because I have enough money to do the carry cost and start the rehab. Okay. So, and what if I make 20K a pop on each one of those and I do three times a year? So I do 20, 20, 20 at the same time, 20K profit, that's 60K. And then I'll do it three times a year. Say it takes me 4 months to flip these properties. And I do it, you know, another 4 months, that's a year. And I can make $60,000 each time I flip it. That's $180,000. And it'll cost me about $4,000 to $5,000 in interest for this money that I am borrowing, right? Look, you see where I'm going with this, right? So what can I use this money for, right? Depends how hard I want to work, you know? And if I can't get another business line of credit in a year, well, I just made $180,000, right? Now I got money to keep flipping, right? And then you just get the ball rolling. Don't go spend the money. Don't go waste it. Don't go on vacation. Don't do any of that. Right? Make money with that money. What else can I do, right? Maybe I can go buy a multifamily apartment building, right? But just remember, my loan is due within a year. So I need to be able to exit that before my year is up or somehow be able to pay that off, right? So there's a couple of different options that I can do. What? Should I go buy a Walmart store? Should I go buy an Amazon store, right? Spend, 20, 30 grand. I don't know what they charge to set it up. Set that Amazon store up and then use the money to flow for the sales, right? And after a year, hopefully I have enough money and build enough credit, I can have a great Amazon store. I don't know, right? There's a lot of options what to do with $135,000. It's not a whole bunch of money. It's not a little bit of money, but it's enough to make you dangerous, right? What can I do? I can go buy a watch, flip a watch. I can go buy a car, flip a car. I can go buy some couches, flip some couches. I can go buy furniture, flip some furniture. How can I make more money with this, right? Put in a stock market? I mean, I don't know, right? I'm paying 4% interest, but I don't want to make 6% on it. I don't want to go lend it. I mean, I could. Somebody could come here and say, hey, Javier, can you let me borrow $100,000 for 6 months and they pay me 10% interest, right? Maybe they pay me, you know, for the year. Maybe I let them borrow for a year and they give me 10% interest. I pay $4,000 to the bank and I make $6,000 and I don't do anything, right? So I can make $6,000, right? Or I can make a couple of $100,000, depends on what I decide to use this money for. So what would you use this money for? How to $135,000 help you out right now? Leave a comment below. Check out my other videos on how I got this line of credit and tips on why you should not spend all your money or why you should not pay off your credit card in full every single month and how to pay it off and when to pay it off and how much to pay so you can get a good credit profile. So when you go apply for one of these business line of credit, it's an automatic approval process. So check me out on my other social media. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.